As the autumn leaves begin to fall, Athena found herself navigating the tumultuous waters of her junior year. Her relationship with her senior boyfriend had taken a new intensity, causing him to be around more often. These changes in her life made her reflect on the relationships she held on to. One brisk afternoon, Los, already in a bad mood, was collecting himself when Athena walked up. Seeing his sad and irritated demeanor, she hugged him. BG was walking with the football team, and some of the teasing reached Los's ears. Los stopped them all. "You got something to say?" BG decided to question Los about his relationship with Athena. This caught Athena by surprise, but angered Los. Taron came running from around the corner, and now tension was palpable. Los, unable to contain his anger, confronted BG in a fit of rage. Athena, worried about the impending clash, warned Los to back down, but he ignored her words. Taron, ever watchful and protective, jumped in to attempt to break up the brewing fight. It was only when Los saw Athena's concerned gaze that he finally retreated. As Los walked away, Taron turned to BG. "Really, bro? Don't let them put a battery in your back. You know what's going on." Taron catches up to Los, and BG looks down to see an enraged Athena. BG knows he messed up. After she got home, Athena put her bags down and walked back on the porch. Dialing her adopted sister, she was anxious to tell her about Los and BG. Suni answered, and she began talking to Suni on the phone about Los's behavior. Suni laughed. Athena heard Noah entering the house arguing with his girlfriend. Suni, sensing the escalating tension, informed Athena that her brother had been acting strangely and abruptly ended the call. Athena couldn't help but worry about her friend's situation. Later that night, Athena sat in her dimly lit room, her concern for Suni's safety gnawing at her like a relentless worry. She knew something was wrong with Suni's brother, Noah. His erratic behavior had escalated in recent weeks, leaving Athena feeling helpless. She picked up her phone and dialed Suni's number, her heart pounding with concern. When Suni's voice came through the line, Athena wasted no time getting to the point. "You need to tell about Noah or I'm telling him," she urged, her voice filled with a mixture of worry and determination. Suni hesitated on the other end. "I know, Athena. Noah been acting so strange lately. I'm scared to say anything to him." Athena's worry deepened. She had always seen Noah as a protective older brother to Suni, but lately something had changed. It was as if he was battling demons of his own, ones that were causing him to act out in alarming ways. Their conversation was abruptly interrupted by loud voices coming from downstairs. Athena strained to listen, her heart sinking as she recognized Noah's voice filled with anger, arguing with his girlfriend. The argument escalated quickly, their words growing sharper and more heated. Suni, sensing the concern in Athena's voice, said hurriedly, "I'm sorry, Athena, I have to go. I'll call you if I need to. Love you." Athena felt a shiver of dread as she whispered, "Please be safe, Suni. Call me if you need anything. Love you too." As she hung up the phone, Athena couldn't shake the growing fear that settled in her chest. She knew Noah had been struggling with deep-seated trauma from his childhood, a lingering battle with PTSD that haunted him for years. He had always assured Suni that he would never hurt her, but Athena couldn't help but wonder how long he could keep that promise as he continued to spiral down a dangerous path. Is this why Los was in such a bad mood? She could only wonder. Taron, now part of the football team, dedicated himself to Rosa, waiting for her after practice and walking her home. Their connection was undeniable, hinting at a deeper bond forming between them. Among those changing dynamics, Suni mailed Los a painting she had created depicting the 5 different colored roses. Los proudly hung it in his room, where an array of paintings adorned the walls. The football season came to an end. They lost in the playoffs, and the friends found themselves with more time on their hands. BG began spending more time with the group. Being on the team, Taron and BG became friends, and this made Athena very happy. Los, not so much, but BG was growing on him. Together, they explored the vibrant streets of their city. The onset of their lives was fraught with tension, and it seemed conflict was always around the corner. Teron, protective of Rosa, couldn't help but confront Breeze when he noticed him eyeing the girls as they walked by. Their exchange was heated, and it foreshadowed further clashes to come.